Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Chav Zayin. We're going to begin, we'll read over the last couple of lines that we read in the bottom of Chav Vav Omid Beis at the start of the Gemara, three lines from the bottom. So we learned in the Mishnah yesterday that the requirement for the Hefshet and the Nituach, that is an obligation for both the flaying of a Korban Yochid or a Korban Sibur, that is a Korban Ola, to flay the animal, Hefshet, the Nisuchan, and the chopping it up into its component parts to be brought up on the Mizbeach, is an obligation that is the same, whether it's a Korban Yochid or a Korban Sibur. And the Gemara started off, Tana, three lines from the bottom again, Chav Vav Amud Beis, by telling the din that Hivshitan v'nisuchon shavin bizar. It meant that they're the same, and that a non-Kohen, a Zor, is allowed to do the Hefshit and the Nituach, the flaying and the cutting up into its component parts. How do we know this? And that's what we're going to spend the first part of today's shir. Amar Chizkiah. Chizkiah said, Minayin lehefshit v'nituach sheshavin bizar. What is the drasha? What are the psukim that teach us this din that a non-Kohen is allowed to do the Hefshet and the Nituach? So we're going to have a series of psukim now from the beginning of Vayikra, some of which we've already talked about, and others that we're now going to introduce for the first time. So the pasuk starts off and it tells us, V'nosnu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohen eish al ha-Mizbeach, v'yarchu eitzim alo eish. Specifically, it says that the b'nei Aaron, in other words, Kohanim, have to put the fire on the Mizbeach. We've learned this previously several times. This was the sin of Nadav and Avihu. They misunderstood it. They thought that they were supposed to put the fire solely on the Mizbeach, but no, there's a fire that comes down from Shemayim that was present in the first Beis HaMikdash with many miracles, and to a lesser extent in the second Beis HaMikdash that we had learned previously in the first Perek. And then the Kohanim had to be the Orchu Eitzim Alo Eish. They had to put the fire wood in a pyre on top of the Mizbeach. That's the Pasuk. So it tells us that the Kohanim had to do this. And we darshan from here, Nisinas Eish Boya Kohuna, the placement of the fire on the Mizbeach, that was something that had to be done by a Kohen. That implies that something else did not have to be done by a Kohen, and therefore Chizkiah wants to tell us that Hefshet v'nituach lo boya kuhuna, the flaying and the cutting up into its component parts of the Korban Ola did not have to be done by a Kohen. Now we turn to Chav Zayin Omer Aleph, where it says, but you need the psukim to teach us that the Kohanim have to put the fire up on the Mizbeach. You need these psukim to teach us the basic din. As the top Rashi says, you need this to tell us that a Kohen has to do this. So you can't use this pasuk to say, Kohanim do this, but not that. You need the pasuk to tell me, the Kohanim do this. It's not a drasha to exclude something else. So therefore, what is Chizkiah's drasha? Gemara says, no. This is how Chizkiah is to be explained. Amar Rishimi Barashi. Rishimi Barashi says, I one time was learning, and Ashkechasi L'Abaya, I found Abaya, the Hava Mizbir Lei Libre. He was explaining Chizkiah's drasha to his son in the following way. So he quotes another pasuk. The pasuk says, Vishochat. Now this pasuk is Vishochat, is Ben HaBakor L'Fnei Hashem, that a regular person is allowed to do the Shechita. It doesn't mention anything yet here about Kohanim. And it says, only after that, the krivu bnei Aaron ha-Kohanim es adam, v'zorku es adam al mizbeach soviv asher pesach ol moed. So this pasuk, also all of these are at the beginning of Vayikra. So Rav Shimi bar Ashi said, this is how Abaye explained Chizkiah's drasha to his son. He says, this pasuk v'shochat that I just read teaches us that shchita is bizar k'sheira, is capable of being done by zar, because the pasuk only says after the shchita, v'krivu bnei Aaron ha-Kohanim es adam. So therefore, we learn from this pasuk that the shechita can be done by a zor. The Gemara questions and says, why would we think otherwise? How do you know that the shechita has to be done by a zor? That you need a pasuk to tell me the shechita can be done by a zor? What's the hava mean at the thing that the shechita cannot be done by a zor? As Rashi explains, it's questioning the Mishnah. What was your hava mean of the thing that, well, guess what? You need to have a Kohen do the Shechita, that we need a pasuk to tell me that a Kohen doesn't have to do Shechita. What was your hava mean? So Gemara says, this is what the hava mean is. Miklal shenemar, because the pasuk says elsewhere, now this is in Bamidbar, and this is a pasuk that we had darshaned quite a bit earlier in the first perek as well. The pasuk says, V'yata uvonecho iticho tishmeru es kohanim, the Kohanim are exhorted that they have to be very careful about the kohuna, And now we don't quote this part of the pasuk here, but this is the essential part of the pasuk. The Gemara sometimes does is it just quotes the beginning of the pasuk and the drasha is from the next part. L'chol dvar hamizbeach. It's for everything that is done on the mizbeach. The kohanim have to be careful to do everything on the mizbeach. So with this pasuk in Bamidbar, I would have said shomayani that the kohanim have to do everything related to the korban, which includes afilu shchita. So that's your havamina to think from the pasuk in Bamidbar that the kohanim have to do the shchita, and therefore Talmud Lomar, when we have the pasuk here at the beginning of Vayikra that says v'shachad es ben abakol of ne'ashem v'kriv ne'aron akorim es adam. So there it tells us that the shchita can be done by a non-Kohen, because it doesn't mention anything about the Kohen at the beginning. And then only afterwards it says, V'kriv b'nei Aaron es Adam, only from the Kabbalah and onwards is there a din that the Kohanim have to do it. And that's what the Gemara therefore darshins. Chizkiyah's drash is, mi Kabbalah ve'elach. After you do the shchita, the first action that is now required to be done by the Kohanim is the Kabbalah Sadam in the Kli Sharis. And then the Holocha, and then the Zrika, and everything afterwards, that has to be done by the Kohanim. Mi Kabbalah ve'elach, mitzvah kohuna. And therefore, why does it tell us? Now here we have a drasha in our Gemara that we don't have the same exact drasha in other Gemaras that parallel this, and they delete actually the words v'somach yodo. V'somach yodo is from an earlier pasuk, the pasuk right before this, where it says v'somach yodo arosh olah, that the balim go and do smicha. When a person brings a carbon olah, it's a private carbon olah, so the balim do smicha on the carbon olah. V'somach yodo arosh olah, v'nir tzolo l'chaper olah, and this will help bring about his kapara. Now, it's only the dam, of course, that brings the kapara, so the juxtaposition over here of the psukim, the samach yado, and then right afterwards, v'shachad es ben habakar. So we learn out that limeid al hashchita shekshir b'zor, just like the smicha is done by the balim, who are by definition certainly don't have to be kohanim, anybody can bring an ola. So too, v'samach yado, v'shachad tells us that's the same person. In other words, a non-kohen does the smicha, so a non-kohen can also do the shchita. Now, here's where we get to the drasha. Chizkiah has explained as follows. Michtei, let's take a look at this. Mi kabbalah ve'elach mitzvah kohuna. We just darshened out that after you do the shchita, the first action, kabbalah, and onwards, it says specifically, v'kriv b'nei Aaron akonim es adam. Now, why do I therefore need the following pasuk later on telling us, v'nosnu b'nei Aaron, this is the pasuk that we had in yesterday's shir, which we started off in today's shir, v'nosnu b'nei Aaron akohen eish ala mizbeach. This is after you're telling me already v'krivu bnei Aaron hakohenim es adam. So mikabbalah ve'elach includes v'nosnu bnei Aaron hakohen eish al mizbeach. So why would I need another pasuk? Why would I need a pasuk to tell me that the kohanim have to put the eish al mizbeach? It's after the pasuk that says the kohanim have to do everything. V'krivu bnei Aaron hakohenim es adam. Mikabbalah ve'elach includes v'nosnu bnei Aaron hakohen eish al mizbeach. So Chizkiah says those words are unnecessary. Ah, that's the drasha. V'nosnu bnei Aaron. That comes to say that, yes, all of these things need to be done by a Kohen, as opposed to the Hevshet and the Nituach that doesn't have to be done by a Kohen. And that is how Rav Shimi Bar Ashi said he heard Abaya explain to Abaya's son the drasha of Chizkiah. Gemara is not happy. Gemara says, Vakati Yitzrich, you could still argue that you need this pasuk to teach us the basic din, because if you didn't have the pasuk telling me v'nosu bnei Aaron akonim esrei shalom esbeach, if I didn't have this pasuk, you know what I would have said? So k'day dechaminach, I might have thought kivon de lav avoda de ma'akva kapara. Since this is not an avoda that prevents the kapara from happening, the lav avoda de ma'akva kapara, only the actual zrika is ma'akiv to the kapara. So therefore, I might have thought that only things that are v'kriv bnei Aaron akonim is a dam, the dam. That zrika of the dam, that has to be ma'akev. If you don't do that, it's not going to get you a kapara. But anything else, such as the nos nu'ei shalom izbeach, lo tibay kuna, it's not ma'akev and doesn't require kuna. Therefore, kamash malan, I need the pasuk, the nos bnei Aaron, to teach me the boy kuhuna. And then we're back to step one. How do we know that the hevshet and the nituach are allowed to be done by a non-kohen? You can't learn it out because of the extra words v'nosu bnei Aaron. We just said that those words are not extra, because I never would have had a thought that I have a drasha here to exclude kohanim, because I need this pasuk to specifically include kohanim v'nosu bnei Aaron. It can't be used to exclude hevshet v'nituach. So we're back again to step one. What is Chizkiah's drasha? So Gemara says, you're right. Elamihacha. This is the drasha. V'archu bnei Aaron hakohenim esan esochim esaroshi esapader. The pasuk specifically demands that the bnei Aaron, again the kohanim, have to do the placement of the nesochim, which are the component parts, such as the rosh and the pader, up on the mizbeach. Now, why would I need a pasuk to tell me this? Michtei. We already learned from the pasuk a minute ago, mikabalo ve'elach, when it says v'ikrivu bnei Aaron hakohenim esadom v'zorkas dom mizbeach, that we said mikabalo ve'elach mitzvah kohuna. That requires a kohen. V'arachu comes after that. So therefore, why would you need a pasuk to tell me v'arachu bnei Aaron hakohenim esan esuchim esarosh esapader on the mizbeach? I already know it has to be done by Kohanim. So therefore, this extra pasuk tells me that this has to be done by Kohanim, as opposed to Limute, Hevshe, Vinituach, that are kosher by Azar. They don't have to be done by a Kohen. And that is the drasha to exclude Hevshe and Vinituach from the din of Kohuna. Gemara says, no. Again, the Ema, Limute, Sidur, Shnei, Gezir, Eitzim. You're right. This is coming to tell me this requires Kohuna, Archu, Bnei, Aron, Akonim, Esan, Esochim, on the Mizbeach requires kohuna, and something else doesn't. But why are you saying that it's Hefshed and Mituach that is excluded? Maybe say, Limute Sidur Shnei Gezir Eitzim, that maybe it means that a non-Kohen is allowed to put the wood up on the Mizbeach. The Shnei Gezir Eitzim, the two blocks of wood that we put up on the Mizbeach, both in the morning and in the evening by the carbon tumit. Maybe that's what it's coming to exclude from the din of kohuna. Someone says, no. If you have a choice of excluding something from the Orchu, Bnei Aaron, Akonim, and Asachim, if you have to exclude something, it makes more sense to exclude Hefshet and Nituach rather than the Sidur of the Shnei Gezir Eitzim. Mistabra divcha de kavose mimayit. What is a carbon? So the Hefshet and Nituach is a goof of the carbon itself. So therefore, what are we talking about here? Putting the Nesachim up on the Mizbeach? That's the carbon itself. So it makes sense to compare the carbon itself, that you have a Kohen must put the Nesachim on the Mizbeach, to compare that to the carbon itself, that a non-Kohen can be allowed to do the Hefshet and the Nituach, rather than to introduce the Shnei Gezir Eitzim, which have nothing to do with the carbon itself. So if you have a choice of one versus the other, so then it's preferable to do this. So therefore, this is why we exclude the Hefshet and the Nituach, not the Sidur Shnei Gezir Eitzim. Where it says, no, Adrabba, the exact opposite. What are we talking about over here? The Kohanim putting the Orichu Bnei Aaron Kohanim as an Asachim. They're arranging something on the Mizbeach. And the Shnei Geziri Eitzim are being arranged on the Mizbeach. Let's learn something arranging to something arranging rather than to learn it to something that has nothing to do with arranging like the Hefshet, the Nituach. So Adarabba, Sidur de Kavosi Mimayit. Here we're saying you need Kohanim to do the Sidur of the Nesachim, the Rosh and the Padir on the Mizbeach, as opposed to the Sidur of the Shnei Gezir Eitzim that doesn't require a Kohen to do it, and has nothing to do with Hefshet v'Nituach. And in fact, Hefshet v'Nituach maybe are required to be done by a Kohen. Someone says, no, don't think this. Lo solka daitoch. That's incorrect. Because the Omar Mar, because we learned already in a Braisa, where we quote the following pasuk. Another pasuk, a little bit later in Vayikra, it says, Vakerev, the Akra Ayim, Yerchatz V'mayim, you have to rinse out the innards, you have to rinse out the different parts of the animal that are containing the waste, the intestines, etc. And then, Vikriv HaKohen is HaKol, then the Kohen has to go be Makrivit. Viktir HaMizbecha Olohu Yishay Rech Lichoach LaShem. So this must be done by a Kohen. So it says over here in the Braisa that this is referring to Zu Holochas Evarim LaKevesh. This is called the bringing of all of these Evarim after they've been rinsed off. You have to go and bring them, the Kerev and the Kerayim, you have to go and bring them to the Mizbeach. So this is the Holochas Evarim LaKevesh, and that must be done by a Kohen. Hikriva Kohen, Esakol HaMizbeach. He has to go and bring all of that onto the Mizbeach. Now, if it tells me that the Holocha Sevarim LaKevesh, Hu Deboye Kohuna, if you need a pasuk to tell me that the bringing of these component parts of the Ola has to be done by a Kohen, so certainly then Holochas Eitzim lo boy kuhuna. The fact that it has to tell me that the Holochas of the Evarim needs kuhuna comes to tell me, therefore, that something else doesn't need kuhuna, because everything we said needs kuhuna. So when you mention, again, an extra pasuk that this needs kuhuna, it's coming to exclude something else that needs kuhuna. So the Holocha of something needs kuhuna, so the Holocha of something else doesn't need kuhuna. So it says specifically the Holochas Evarim needs kuhuna, so therefore that implies that the Holochas Eitzim does not need kuhuna. Now, if you're telling me that the Sidur, Shnei Gezir Eitzim, doesn't require kahuna, like you want to suggest, that adrabah sidur de kavosi mimayit. So then, if the arrangement up on top of the mizbeach doesn't require kahuna, so then why would I need a pasuk to tell me that the holochas eitzim doesn't require kahuna? But I have a pasuk that tells me the holochas eitzim doesn't require kahuna, because I have a pasuk that says the holochas eivarim does require kahuna. So again, let's see this inside again. Holochas eivarim lekevesh hudabai kahuna. The bringing of the eivarim, that requires a kohen, and therefore that comes to exclude holochas eitzim lo boi kahuna. And therefore, the only reason I would need a pasuk to tell me that the holochas eitzim doesn't require kahuna would be if the sidur shnei gzire eitzim did require kahuna. Otherwise, why would I need a pasuk to tell me that the holocha eitzim doesn't require if the sidur doesn't require it? So it must be hasidur shnei gzire eitzim boya kahuna. And therefore, if that requires kahuna, so then the only thing that I have left to darshan from the pasuk v'archu b'nei haron akonim es anasocha b'srosh v'sapad there, if that is coming to tell me that the b'nei haron have to do that arrangement, but they don't have to do something else, v'archu lamali, why would I need that pasuk? Therefore, it must be, and here we get to the final answer almost, limutei hevshe v'nituach from acquiring kahuna. So it's this combination of the Aruch b'nei Aaron, HaKohanim, and the Socha, and the Rosh v'Sapad there, in combination with the Pasuk, v'yikriv HaKohen es HaKol HaMizbecha, that comes to tell me that the only thing that you can exclude from the Aruch is limutei hevshe v'nituach, and it can't be to exclude from the requirement of kahuna the Seder Shnei Gezirei Eitzim. But the Gemara over here now is going to still say this is no good. And this piece of Gemara here has a lot of different girsos in it. The Vilna Gaon changes around the girsa tremendously. He says you delete this entire piece. In any event, we're going to read it the way we have it. But it's just much easier to actually follow the girsa of the Gaon and just delete it. But we'll read it the way we have it and try to explain it. The Eimot Gemara says, Hochanami legufe. But maybe we need this drasha still for its own need and not therefore coming to exclude something else. In other words, this pasuk, the Archu b'nei Aaron HaKohanim, this pasuk that tells us that the Kohanim have to go arrange as an Asochim, as a Rosh V'Sapad there, so this pasuk is needed for something else. Now the Gemara here doesn't describe what it's needed for something else. That's something we'll learn in the Gemara in a few minutes, but we don't discuss it right now. We just accept it, yeah, we need this for something else. Again, it's a little bit problematic, but that's the Yerusha that we have, and we'll continue. So the Gemara says, what is the bottom line? We're still stuck. What is Chizkiah's reasoning to say that the Hefshet and the Nituach of the Zohar are acceptable? So the Gemara says, you know what his drash is? Ella v'hikter ha-kohen es ha-kol. It is this pasuk from the beginning of Ayikra that says that the Kohen has to be makter everything. All of the limbs have to be put up by the Kohen on the Mizbeach. Why do we need that for? L'may asa? That extra pasuk, because it's already after the Shechita, so from Kabbalah of the Eilach, everything is included. So why does it have to tell me again, the Hikter HaKohen? So it's that pasuk that comes to include Limute, Hefshe, V'nituach from requirement of Kahuna. This is requiring and not that. So this is the final drasha of Chizkiah. And now we're just going to tie up a couple of loose ends. So we now go back and discuss some of the psukim, what they're needed for. V'hikriv HaKohen es HaKol HaMizbecha, that pasuk that says that the Kohen has to do everything on the Mizbeach, that, as we said, was Zohu Halachas Evarim LaKevesh. That's the bringing of the Evarim up to the Kevesh. Halachas Evarim LaKevesh, Hu Dabai Kuhuna, that bringing of the Evarim to the Kevesh requires Kuhuna, as opposed to, we said, Halachas Eitzim Lo Boi Kuhuna, but the bringing up of the Eitzim doesn't require Kuhuna. Ha sidur shnei gziri eitzim baikuna. But as we said, the arrangement, that is something that the fire put up the shnei gziri eitzim that is required by kahuna. Now, the nosnu, therefore, when it says that the bnei aro, the nosnu bnei aro, akwein esuei shalom izbeyach, that is legufe, you need that to teach us the basic din, that the kohanim have to put up fire. It comes down from Shemayim, but they also have to do this. Now, when it says the arhu shnayim, that tells us now two. The we darshina v'archu means two kohanim because it's plural. And when it says b'nei aron, that means shnayim, another two. We darshin again plural. And when it says b'nei aron hakohanim, that implies another two shnayim. So we have here two mentions by v'archu, two mentions by b'nei aron, two mentions by the kohanim. B'sach hakol, that adds up to six. And here is we have an allusion lomadnu latle. When you bring the carbon tamid, Shaton Shisha, that you require six people to go and bring these component parts up. As we've said, this is the Rosh, the Rego, the head, and the right hind leg. And then we said again the different orders, the five different opinions that we had, the four in the Brisa, one in the Mishnah. So not in any specific order. You had the two hands, the four legs, you had the two flanks, you had the chazeh and the geira, you had the oketz and the left hind leg, and then you also had the kirbayim. Those are the six kohanim. They're alluded to by the fact that it uses the plural lashon for v'archu, b'nei haron, and a kohanim. Each implies two and a total of six. Amar Rav Amnuna, on this drasha, Rav Amnuna said, Kashli Rabbi Elazar. He was bothered by this because he said, where did we find this pasuk? Hi, the Ben Habakkuk said, this isn't found by the Karban Talmud. This is found in regards to bringing a par as a Karban Ola. And we've already pointed out that while the Keves requires those six, and the Ayah, we said, also requires those basic five, and then it had two for the Kirbayim. We said by the Par, you had a total of 24. It's a much bigger animal and required more Kohanim. So how can you tell me that six is the Drasha here? Because this is, in fact, by the Bakar and not by the Karban Tamid. So this was the Kasha that Rabbi Elazar had, and he answered himself, the Nichalei, Hador Mishani Le, Rashi says, Hochi. He himself answered it in the following way. It says, Aloetzim, Asher Aleish, Asher al-Hamizbeach. It uses a bunch of extra words over here in this pasuk. Now, what does those extra words imply? Ezu Dover, what is something, Shenema Bo Eitzim, that has a requirement to put up Shnei Gziri Eitzim, that has a requirement to the Eish, to the Noshtu Eitz al-Hamizbeach, and has to be on the Mizbeach? What are all of these things required for? So we turn to Chav Zayin Omid Beis. This is telling us that this is only talking about Hevi Omer Zetzle. This is referring to the Tle, which is the Karban Tomid in the morning, and therefore that's the allusion to the six Kohanim that are required. So again, this is a very complicated series of drashos in the Psukim, and now we go weiter. Amar Rav Yochanan said, in the name of Yochanan, Zor Shesidir Es Hamarocha. If a non-Kohen were to be Mesadir Es Hamarocha, he will be Chayev Miso Bidei Shumayim. Chayev, he is going to be in a lot of trouble. As Rashi points out, this is Chayev is Misa, and this is Miso Bidei Shumayim. So what should he do? The Zor did this, so Ketzer Duosa. What should he do in this situation? So he should take it apart, Parka, and Bechozer Visodra, and then go and rearrange it again. Where it says, what? Rearrange it again? My Hanile. How does that help us? So he does the Yisr again. So where it says, no, that's not what it meant. El Parka Zor, the Zor is allowed to take it apart. However, then when you have to go put it back together, Visodra Kohen, a Kohen then does it, and this way it'll have done it properly. The Mefarshim have a big discussion over here. Does that undo the Misa Bidei Shamayim? So the Tosus Arash says maybe it could undo it, maybe not. He's not sure. And he says ultimately he thinks that it doesn't undo the Miso Bidei Shamayim, this Nebuch, this Zor who did this. So he's Chayev Miso Bidei Shamayim. Obviously he could do tshuva, but he would have done something terribly wrong. And this is the opinion of the Ritva. The Ritva says, Beferish, that he in fact is Chayev Miso Bidei Shamayim. And the Siach Yitzhak adds over here, and he says, you might have thought that he shouldn't be Chayev Miso Bidei Shamayim because he didn't do anything. If a Zor does something and it's not allowed to be done, let's say the Zor does Kabbalah, so that Kabbalah is zero. If there's still more blood coming out, a regular Kohen can do the Kabbalah. But it's not that he did an invalid Kabbalah. He didn't do a Kabbalah. So you might have thought that if the Zor arranged the Shnei Shigzira Eitzim, so that would be something that's not accomplishing anything, and therefore you're paradoxically not Chayiv Misa because you didn't accomplish anything. So the Siach Yitzchak tells us, no, even in this situation, you are Chayiv Misa, even though technically you didn't accomplish anything. In any event, this is what Rav Asi said in the name of Yochanan. Rav Zeira doesn't understand this. Rav Zeira questions this. Maskev lo Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira says to Rav Asi Omer Yochanan, v'chiyesh l'cha avoda. Is it possible that there could be an avoda, shekshera b'layla, which is allowed to be done at nighttime, upsula bazar, and yet a non-Kohen is going to be chayiv misa if he does it? Normally we say only avodas that are done during the daytime. If a zar does them, they're going to ruin it. And you'd be chayiv potentially misa b'dei shamayim. But is there such a thing as an avoda that's able to be done at night, and you're going to have a non-Kohen, if he does it, be chayiv misa? So the Gemara says, or that it's no good if a non-Kohen does it? So the Gemara says, "Velo, really? You don't find anything, Rav Zeira? This is such a problem for you? What about Vare Evarim Uptarim, the placing of the sacrificial fats, the Pedarim, as well as the Evarim Vinola on the Mizbeach is allowed to be done at night? In fact, that's our Mariv, our Tfilas Mariv, is Keneged, the burning of the Evarim and the Pedarim at night. So here you see that there's an Avoda of a nighttime Avoda, and if it's not done by a Kohen, then it's not good. So clearly you have such an example. Why does it bother you to say that you can have a nighttime avoda that is not good. Here's an example of a nighttime avoda that's not good if it's done by a non-kohen. So Gemara says, no, this is really a daytime avoda. The evarim, the pedarim, are allowed to be put on during the daytime, and therefore it's sof avoda the yamamahu. And that's why if it's done at nighttime, it's considered still a daytime continuation, if you wish. And that's why if a kohen, if a non-kohen does it, it is not considered good. Gemara says, but what about the Trumas Hadeshen? Vari Trumas Hadeshen. Now that is something that's done very early in the morning, i.e. when it's still nighttime, and yet we had said previously that must be done by a kohen. So the Gemara says, that's also different. That's Tchilas Avoda D'Yamamihi. That's the start of the day's activities, so it's not considered a nighttime Avoda. The Omer Rav Asi, Omer Yochanan, as Rav Asi said in the name of Yochanan previously, we had this Gemara already, Kidesh Yodav L'Trumas Hadeshen, if the Kohen, before they do an avoda, besides going to the mikvah, they also have to especially wash their hands and their feet, their right hand and their right foot together, and their left hand and left foot together. They were getting barefoot, very easy to do. So, Rav Asi said in the name of Yochanan that if the kohen was mekadesh yodav raglav for the trumas hadeshen, so even though this was before the morning, nevertheless, lemachar, if he continued that day, lemachar means the rest of that day, doing any avoda, he doesn't have to do another kiddush adayim raglayim. It's considered the same day. So clearly, shekvar kiddush mitchilas avoda, since he started doing this from the tchilas avoda, i.e. before the trumas hadeshen, so that is considered also a daytime activity, even though it's done at night. So again, the evarim and pedarim, while it's done at night, is considered the conclusion of the daytime activities, and the trumas hadeshen, the washing, the kiddush adayim raglayim, for that is considered the start of the daytime activities. So you have no raya from here that these are activities which, if a non-kohen does them, they're nighttime activities, and it doesn't passel it. In fact, these are daytime activities, and therefore a non-kohen does passel it, and therefore you have no raya against Rav Zeir's question. And therefore, here's his question. Elokasha, Rav Zeir has a question on Rav Asi or Rav Yochanan, that you say that if you're Mesader, the Marocha, if a Zohar does that, it's no good. Where do we find that a nighttime activity that's done by a Zohar is no good? New Elo Kasha, this is a good Kasha. So what would Rav Asi or Rav Yochanan say? Elo ki itmar hoch itmar. If, in fact, Rav Asi or Rav Yochanan said something, this is what he said. On Rav Asi or Rav Yochanan, it's not just the general Marocha that we're talking about. It's a Zohar Shesider Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. If the Zohar did the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, that would be Chayav Misa. Misa B'dei Shemaim Chayav. And it's no good. Hol Vavodas Yomhi. Because that has to be done during the daytime. And therefore, there's no kasha from Rav Zeir. Where do you find that a nighttime activity causes it to be no good? You're right. Nighttime activities, if done by Zohar, are not going to ruin it. But this is a daytime activity. The Seder Shnei Gzirei Eitzim is what Rav Asi Rav Yochanan was talking about. But here, Rava has a question. Masik v'Rava. Rava says, El Mayato Tiboy Pais. If you're telling me that this is a daytime activity, so then, how come there's no pious? We don't find the pious for this Kohen that gets the win the lottery to do the Shnei Gezirei Eitzim. Shmuel says, but Rava made a mistake. Ishtamitze Hodetanya. Rava did not remember this Braisa. Again, the Amoroyim knew all the Mishnayos, but they didn't necessarily know all the Braises. And here was a Braisa that said, Beferish, that there was a pious for the Sidur Shnei Gezirei Eitzim. What was that pious? It was Misha Zocha B'Trumas Hadeshen. The one that was Zocha to have the Trumas Hadeshen, he won the lottery for that. Because we were concerned that people may not show up. If a lot of people are entering this lottery and it's just for the Trumas Hadeshen, they were concerned that people might not show up. So therefore, they added additional prizes to the one who won the lottery for the Trumas Hadeshen to guarantee that more people would show up. So Misha Zocha B'Trumas Hadeshen, the one that won the lottery for the Trumas Hadeshen, was also given, in addition, the other responsibilities of Zocha B'Sidu Marocha. He was the one that got to put the fire arrangement up there for all of the firewood, and in addition, got to bring the two Carbon Eitzim, the Seder Shnei Gezirei Eitzim as well. So Rav was wrong. Rav said there's no lottery. In fact, there was a lottery. It was included in the lottery for the Trumas Hadeshen. So to understand Rav's question, which we're now going to go a little bit into further, from Rav's statement, he said that if something is an avoda of the daytime, his premise was that it requires a pious. And in addition, by definition, if it requires a pious, it can't be done by a Zohar. So that's what the Gemara now says, based upon Rava's premise, Lememra, the Avodah Shom, by a pious, that every single Avodah Shom, according to Rava, must require a pious. Is that really true? And Avodah Slayla, lo by a pious? You're telling me, therefore, that nighttime Avodahs don't require pious. But the placement of the Evarim and Bedarim up onto the Mizbeach, that can be done at nighttime, and yet we had a lottery for that, it did require a pious. That seems to slug up the premise of Rava. So the Gemara gives us a Teretz, we've already mentioned several times. No, the placement of the Evarim predominantly in the Mizbeach, that's really a daytime activity that could also be done at night. So it's Sof Avodah D'Yamamihi. That's therefore it's not a problem. Gemara tries again. You're telling me it has to be a daytime activity to require pious. Tari Tumas Hadeshim, which is an early morning, before dawn activity, possibly, and therefore it's a nighttime activity, and yet it requires a pious that slugs up Rava's premise. So again, says the Teretz that we said earlier in the Masechta, Mishum Maisa Shahaya. Technically, it didn't require a pious, but because the Kohanim, when they would have the races to see who would get to do it, it led to one coin stabbing another coin, and then another coin breaking his leg, so the rabbis instituted a pious, but doesn't break apart Rava's premise that in general, only daytime activities require a pious. The Mefarshim will point out, it could have said the Teretz that we gave a moment ago, that this is the start of the daytime activity, Shekvar Kiddush with Tchilas Avoda, but it gave us that other Teretz. Either one would be correct. Mora says again, Lameimra, based upon Rava's premise, Davodas Yom, Rava said that something that requires a pious must be an Avodas Yom, and if it's something that a Kohen does, it requires a pious. Vishazar, and if a Zar were to do it, Chayv Lev Misa, would be Chayv Misa B'dei Shemayim, then those types of activities, Avodas Yom, and requires a Kohen, and a Zar if it does it, would be Chayv Misa, those are requiring a pious, Boyer pious. That was Rava's premise. Implication being, Ein Zar Chayav Alev Misa, if it's something that if a Zar were to do it, there wouldn't be Chayav Misa, then it would not require a pious, low boy pious. That's Rava's premise. Gemara says, well, what about the Shechita, Vari Shechita, which is certainly permissible by a Zar? We've dashed that out a couple of times already, and yet there was a pious for the Shechita. The second pious, the first winner of that pious, got to do the shchita. So that seems to slug up Rava's premise. So Rava says, no, shiny shchita. Shchita, again, is an exception to the rule, because the tchilas avodi, because that's the whole start of the carbon tamid. So therefore, that requires a pious to get things going, even though if it were to be done by a zar, it would be kosher. We're still not fully satisfied, and we still have another kasha on Ravasi's statement in the name of Yochanan. Amar Mazutra, Mazutra says, other say it was Ravashi who said this. But we learned in a Mishnah differently. For the Mishnah that we're going to learn in Mirtz Hashem in tomorrow's Shia, we start the third parak. The Mishnah there is going to say, Amalem Amamuna, the one in charge, said to all the Kohanim, to go out, Uru'u, and go and check and see, if it's the time yet to do the Shechita, because the Shechita has to be done during the daytime. It can't be done at night. But that implies, with the Seder Shnei Gezira Eitzim, which is before that, they didn't concern themselves. V'iluz man Shnei Gezira Eitzim lo ketani. It didn't mention anything about making sure that the pieces of wood, the Shnei Gezira Eitzim, were put up in the Mizbech. It could be nighttime. So therefore, how can you tell me, Rav Yochanan, that the Shnei Gezira Eitzim are something that must be done by a Kohen because it's a daytime activity? Here you see they weren't so concerned about doing it during the daytime. Shmuel says, no. Hachta lesle takanta ketani. If they were to put up the Shnei Gezira Eitzim and it turned out that it was nighttime, so guess what? Take it off and then put it back on. No problem. So therefore, they didn't have to have special lookouts. Make sure that it's dawn. Make sure it's dawn. Because here, if they put it up too early, they see that it wasn't yet dawn. Take it off and put it back on. But by the Shechita, that's why the Mamuna had to tell him, Tzu, Uru, Imigi is Mana Shechita. See if it's time for the Shechita. You can't shecht the animal and say, whoops, we shechted it too early. Let's undo the Shechita and shecht it again. That's impossible. So therefore, Hach disle takanta lo ketani. So therefore, things that have a takana, such as the Shnei Gezira Eitzim, they didn't have to mention the Mamuna, didn't have to say, oh, be careful that you don't put the Shnei Gezira Eitzim up there too early. Because if you do it too early, you can undo it, take it off, and put it on again. As opposed to the Shechita, they have to specifically mention, make sure it's Zman for the Shechita, because if you do the Shechita too early, it's no good. This is the first version that we have over here of our Gemara for Rav Zeira. Now, I'm going to go weiter, and we're going to go till the end of the Perek Mitz Hashem, because we want to catch up one day for Shavuos, and therefore, we'll try to do an extra half a daf today, and we'll do an extra half daf tomorrow. The daf is not that long. And this way, we'll catch up one day for Shavuos. It's not too early to catch up already for Shavuos. V'ikad Yamrei, others learned out Rav Zeira's question as follows. Maskev lo Rav Zeira, Rav Zeira asked on Rav Asi or Rav Yochanan, v'chi yesh l'cha avoda, is there such a thing as an avoda? Sheyesh achrei avoda, that there's another avoda after it, and nevertheless, that first avoda, which is not an avoda tama, it's not an end avoda, upsula v'zor, is that really going to be that a zor does it, they be chayav misa, and it's no good? Do we have such a situation? Rav Zeira says, no, and that's my kash on you, Rav Asi or Rav Yochanan. Again, what he's asking is over here, how can you tell me that the Seder Shnei Gezira Eitzim is an end avoda? It's not the end avoda. You find that there are many things that were done afterwards. In other words, they put all the korbanos on top of this pyre, and Yet you're telling me that it's possible if it's done by a zar, and you chayev misa if it's done by a zar. Where do you find such an example of that? Or returns and responds to Rezera, really? And we turn to Ches Amud Aleph. Well, what about Vare Evarim Pedarim? The placement of the Evarim and Pedarim, so that's not an end of Oda because you have to do the Trumas Adeshin after that. After it turns into ash, you still have something else to do. And yet we see clearly that the Evarim and Pedarim, if a non-Kohen were to do them, there would be Chayiv Misa and it wouldn't be good. So the Gemara says, no. Sof Avoda the Yimamahi. That's different, Rav Zeri would say. This is the end activity of the daytime. The Trumas Adeshin is a nighttime activity. So Gemara says, okay, so then Vare Trumas Adeshin. The Trumas Adeshin is not really an end of Oda. You still have to go and clear the Mizbeach of all the rest, the Harimis Adeshin. The Trumas Adeshin is the first step, and then the Harimis Adeshin is the next step. So here's an example. Trumas Adeshin has to be done by a Kohen, and nevertheless, it's not an avodah tama. So here you have such an example. Gemara says, no, the Trumas Adeshin is tchilas avodah, the umami. It's the start of the day's activities, as we've already brought down several times, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kiddush odah v'raglav, the Trumas Adeshin, if you go and wash your hands and your feet for the Trumas Adeshin, so l'mochar in tzorach l'kaddish, that next day, which means that morning, you don't have to do washing again of your hands and your feet, shikrar kiddush v'tchilas avodah, because you've already done this. So we return, el akasha, we're left with Rav Zeira's original question. How can you tell me, Rav Yochanan, that if a non-Kohen is doing the Seder of the Eitzim on the Mizbeach, if he's arranging the Maroch on the Mizbeach, it's not an Avodas Tama, and yet why would he be Chayiv Misa? Why is it no good? So Gemara says, Taki, you're right. Eloit Marochi. Again, if we have a statement from Rav Asi Rav Yochanan, this is the statement. Again, this is repeating the shock of a Taya. On Rav Asi Rav Yochanan, Zer Shesidir Shnei Gziri Eitzim. If a Zor did the Shnei Gziri Eitzim, not the Marocha, but if he did the Seder of the Shnei Gziri Eitzim, then he would be Chayiv. Of Avodatama, because here this is an Avodatama. Until now, I hope I didn't misspeak it, but until now we're talking about just the arrangement of the Marocha, not the Seder of the Shnei Gziri Eitzim. If I said before the Shnei Gziri Eitzim, I meant to say in the first part, the Kasha from Rav Zeira, that was just talking about the Sidur of the Marocha, the Eitzim ala Marocha. But what in fact Rav Asi Rav Yochanan said was Zor Shesidur Shnei Gziri Eitzim. Only for that are you Chayiv Misa, if he does this, Misa B'dei Shemayim, hold the Avodah Tami. That is the concluding Avodah. But now we have Rava's question. Maskevah Rava, Tiboy Pious, then if it's an Avodah Tama, it should have a Pious. So Gemara says, really? Of course it has a pious. Why are you saying it doesn't have a pious? This is before we said Ishtamitzi Rava. Rava forgot this. The Lord boy pious. But Tanya, we learned, Misha Zochav Trumas Adeshin, Yiske Besidu Shnei Gziri Eitzim, that we say that if you did win the lottery for the Trumas Adeshin, you also got to do the Sidur of the Marocha, and as well as the Sidur Shnei Gziri Eitzim. So Noam says, this is what Rava's problem was. Hochi Komar, Yifaisu Lo Bifnei Atzma. This is what Rava's question was. Not that he forgot it. Rava was saying, this is such an important thing. Why does it have its own pious? You should have its own pious for the Sidur Shnei Gziri Eitzim. So Rava says, no, that's not a problem. Kidi Amrina, because that's what we already said previously in a few minutes ago in the Shir, as well as in the first parak. Well, we said that if, in fact, you're going to have the Kohanim fighting, and they're going to push each other and stab each other, so then you're going to run into trouble, so therefore they made the pious. But if you only have the pious for one thing, maybe nobody's going to show up. Oh, we're going to have a lottery with 100 Kohanim for the chance to go take the ash off the Mizbeach. They're not going to want to go. So therefore, we said that's why they added on additional prizes, additional things that you get to do if you come to that lottery, and therefore a lot of people will show up for that lottery. Now, again, Rava's Kasha had a premise to it. It said, Lameimra, that implied, the Avoda Tama, if it is a concluding Avoda, so then you're going to have a requirement for a lottery. And, as well, it has to be something that if a Zohar does it, Chayv la Misa. So now, those two criteria are necessary, according to Rava, in order to have Boy Pious. But implication being, Ein Zohar Chayv la Misa, if a Zohar is not going to be Chayv Misa for doing it, then Lo Boy Pious. But wait a second, Mari Shchita, here is an example where a Zohar is allowed to do it, and yet there was a Pious. So Gemara says, again, Shayn Shchita, the Tchila Savod Shemomihi, the Shchita started everything off, and therefore it required having a pious. Gemara reiterates and says, again, based upon Rava's premise, Lameimro, the Avoda, Tama, Boy, Pious, that if it's a concluding Avoda, so that's the requirement for something to have a pious. implication being avoda sheyesh achrei avoda. But if there is an avoda that has something else after it, in other words, it's not a concluding avoda, so then lo boy pais. Rabbi's premise says that then it wouldn't need a pais. But how do you explain then hare evarim upidarim, the placement of the evarim upidarim up on the zbeach, which we said requires kuna, but that's not the last thing because it's followed by trumas hadeshin after the pidarim and the evarim are all burnt up, so it becomes ash, and then you have the mitzvah of trumas hadeshin. So it's not an avoda's tama. How come it requires a pais? Rabbi's premise is wrong. Smor says no, because again, sof avoda the imam, this is concluding activity of the day, and therefore, even though there's going to be a trumas hadeshin afterwards, that's really a next day or nighttime activity, and therefore this doesn't slug up Rava's premise. But again, the Gemara says, Hare Trumas Hadeshen, the Trumas Hadeshen is also not an Avoda Tama, because you have the Haramas Hadeshen afterwards. Where it says, no, Mishum Maisa Shoya. Again, the reason why there was a lottery instituted for that was, as we've already explained, because if they didn't have the lottery, there was a race, and that led to a person getting stabbed, the person breaking his leg, and therefore the rabbis instituted a pious for that, even though you're right, technically, it wouldn't have met the criteria for having a pious. Finally, we conclude this beautiful parak with the following discussion. Amar Mazurta, Mazurta says, on the Sevi, Tema Ravashi, Afanan Nami Tnina, we have a Mishnah that supports what Rav Yochanan says, that the Sidur of the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim is in fact an Avodas Tama. And this is based on the upcoming Mishnah, Yitzhak Shem, we're going to have it soon, where it says, Afanan Nami Tnina, Amar Lehem Amuna, the one in charge, said to all of them, listen, before we go out and shech the carbon tomit, make sure to go out, ru, and check, im higia zman ha-shlita, make sure you see that it is the time of dawn, that it is the zman for the shlita. In other words, he told them specifically, go check only in regards to the carbon tomit shchita. But he didn't mention anything about the sidur shnei gziri eitzim. Vilu zman sidur gziri eitzim loktani. He didn't tell them, oh, go out there and check to make sure that you're not doing the sidur of the shnei gziri eitzim too early. That he didn't say. So implying that that doesn't have to be done. So how can you tell me that that's an avoda tama? So Gemara says, no, again, like we said previously, hach de les le takanta kitani, hach de is le takanta loktani. When he told them to be careful, make sure that you're not doing something before it's dawn, so only something that would be irreversible that he have to caution them about. If you shecht the carbon tamid too early, so then you got a problem. You can't unshecht it, and therefore you're going to ruin that carbon. It won't be good. However, if you by accident put up the sidur of the Shnei Gziri Eitzim too early, guess what? Take it off and then put it back on in the right time. And therefore, that has a takana to it. So he only warned them, he only cautioned them about things that have no takana. So, hach de les le takanta. Oh, there he said, su or u. Go out and see. Make sure that it's mana shchita. But for something, hai da ach le is le takanta, the Shnei Gziri Eitzim, if they put it up too early, nish gefela. Take it off and then put it up again when it's the right time. Lo ketani. He didn't feel obligated to mention that. With this, we conclude the second perek. Hadron lecha b'rishona, hadron lecha b'rishona, hadron lecha b'rishona. And we've caught up already almost a full half of a daf. Mitz Hashem will be a good position when it comes to Shavuos, when we can't dictate the daf because of the 2 days Shavuos in Chutz La'aretz. With this, we conclude today's shir.